Who sang "You're My Soul and My Heart's Inspiration"? The Righteous Brothers. That was Nick. Nick, you're older than your years. That didn't come out quite right. But "You're My Soul and My Heart's Inspiration." If you want to know how grace works to inspire people, look first at male-female relationships. If you want to know how grace, the grace of God, can inspire people, we always do well to start by looking at romantic love. Because everyone here knows that when you're loved romantically, you're inspired. This is a very old truth. It's enshrined in every word of D.H. Lawrence, for better or for worse. But it is a powerful truth. If you want to know how inspiration works, look at Katrina and the Waves. You know what I'm talking about. That's what you want to look at. And this is a short inspiration, a short meditation on how it is that the Holy Spirit, which is what is happening when you fall in love, how is it that the Holy Spirit of grace conveys inspiration? But I'm not going to answer it because it's short. How do you find your own inspiration? You. From where do you get inspired? I mean, let's give an example. Some of you are absolutely in the throes of rearing small children. And it is an impossible, terrible, dreadful, unending burden. Now, you don't see it that way, of course. However, where do you get your inspiration to carry on in the rearing of little children? What about your work, quote, end of quote, if you have a career? You'd be amazed at how many people think in the morning, "I just don't like my stupid job." I don't care if it's at the highest levels of human status or whether it's appears very modest in human terms. Where do you get the inspiration to continue working at your stupid job? I'm speaking purely for myself. What about this difficult man with whom you live? What about this impossible woman whom you have to live with, who seems to be running around doing the same old fretful and fruitless work or character traits? And what about, as I said, this difficult man? What gives you the inspiration to love the difficult person? What if you're an artist? What gave Thornton Wilder the inspiration to write the third act of Our Town? That is one of the most inspired pieces of American literature that has ever been created in this country. And he wrote it in Switzerland about Grover's Corners, New Hampshire. What do you think gave him the inspiration to write the third act of Our Town? What if you're a painter or a writer? Where is the inspiration coming? Or do you have writer's block and creative impasse? Well, what it is, one thing gives people inspiration, and one thing quashes inspiration. And this is my thought. Love and mercy and total fidelity and trust from someone to you gives you inspiration. Judgment, criticism, what J.D. so perceptively referred to as conditionality last night, destroys inspiration. I'll give you one example. Somerset Maugham, wrote a story called The Kite. It was published in the 1930s, and a movie was made of it. You can get it through Netflix, The Kite. And in it, a young, unobtrusive, lower middle class English young boy, a man of about 19, has the desire to invent a new kind of kite that will be able to stay up longer and go higher than any other kite. And he is having a problem with getting it off the ground. And he falls in love with a beautiful, somewhat tardy young woman, but he's smitten. And she seems to love him. And because of the fact that she loves this rather modest kite enthusiast, he receives the inspiration to build a kite that is unlike any kite that has ever flown in Hampstead Heath. Gradually, however, his new young wife becomes jealous of his interest in the kite. And more, she begins to see her life as a competition between the kite and his love for her. And at the end of the story, we find out that he is telling his story from prison. And the last line of the story, which is typical Somerset Maugham, "Well, and so you see, Gov, I'm here because my wife destroyed my kite." Well, that is a very insightful story by Somerset Maugham, who understands that the power of love to inspire an otherwise very everyday and, quote, drab sort of person, who is in fact capable of great things, gives him the inspiration to create a magnificent kite. But when criticism and control and possessiveness enters the scene, he loses everything and becomes a destroyed person. Now, this is very important for you, because if you are under judgment in some strong way, and we all are, usually from someone with whom we are close, you will in fact be a destroyed person. If, on the other hand, you know someone who really enjoys watching you make a kite, you will be the most satisfied and enormously inspired human being that God could possibly have made of you. And that's the question. What inspires you? What destroys your inspiration? And let's draw close to the force of love that inspires.